Today we're going to be talking about this article that I just saw, and it seems a bit controversial, or however you want to put it. Let's get right into the article, shall we? A Bow Desert man has been fined $173 by Queensland police for drinking water from a 600ml plastic bottle at the wheel. Now, first of all, why do we need to know how big the water bottle was? Like, it could have been a 250ml bottle. Who cares? As long as it wasn't one of them big ones, like the big jugs. Like, if you had that at the wheel and you were driving, then you're fucking insane. But like, a 600ml bottle, like, surely you can drive with one hand and drink with the other. You're just taking a sip, like, and this is in Queensland, so like, I'm not saying Queensland cops are crooked, but like, not every cop is. Like, just because they're a cop doesn't mean that they abide by every rule in the rule book. So, here we go. Brock Harris had finished a 12-hour day at work when he got into his car to drive home and found his air conditioner not working. Here's what Brock had to say about the whole situation. I stopped and bought a bottle of water, and I was pulling into my street as I was pulled over by the police and told it was illegal to drink anything while driving. He told ABC Radio Brisbane's Rebecca Levingston, and here's a quote. They told me it was classed as not paying due care and attention, and hit me with a $173 and one demerit point. At least he only got one demerit point, though. Like, at least they weren't that crooked. Let's look at that for a fact. Like, at least they weren't like, right, you're drinking water at the wheel, we'll take away your license. If it is against the law, then I'll pay the fine. But it's not compassionate. It's not compassionate to find someone on a 39 degree day for trying to stay hydrated. He's got a fair point there. The policeman told me there was nothing I can do and he was doing his job, but I am going to challenge the fine. Queensland Police Superintendent David Johnson from Road Policing Command said, if a driver is not in control of a vehicle or is driving without due care, they may be committing an offence. There are many people who consume drinks while driving and do it safely in a safe manner, Superintendent Johnson said. For us to issue a fine, we have to look at the circumstances to see if the driver's actions are causing risks to themselves or others. And then here's a list of commonly misunderstood. Jeez, ABC Radio, don't fuck around. This is a big article. I thought it was going to be a small article. Like this guy, like some guy got fined for drinking a water bottle at the wheel while he was driving, and then and that's the end of that. No, they had to go on the fucking road rules as well. Alright. Roundabouts. Drivers approaching a roundabout must use their indicators when entering and turning left, right, or making a U-turn, but not when travelling straight ahead. When exiting, you must always indicate before left. You must always indicate left just before you exit. Unless it is not practical to do so. See, I get that. And if there are people out there who are driving and they don't know that, like, you shouldn't be fucking driving. Like, that's a common road rule. Like, they teach you that in fucking primary school. Giving way to pedestrians. See, here's another one for you people who don't know how to drive, obviously. Like, I'm learning a bit here. If a driver is turning left or right at an intersection, he or she, they should just put they instead of he or she, because I'm not saying, like, to keep it gender neutral, but, like, well, I am, but, like, I don't really care what they say. I'm just saying, like, for the other people who will be, like, because the way the world is at the moment, there are heaps of people getting offended by everything. Like, there's going to be at least a handful of people going, oh, they said he or she, why aren't they talking about this, us, non-binary gender people or whatever. I don't know, but yeah, each to their own. He or she must give way to any pedestrian crossing the road the driver is entering. See, like this rule right here, like, if you don't know that, again, you shouldn't be driving. Here's one about mobile phones. A mobile phone can only be used while driving in Queensland if it's being used hands-free and you are not a learner or P1 license holder under 25 years old. Yeah, see, like, not only is that, like, a law in Queensland, I think that's a law in Victoria too, because I remember, when they taught us, they had this thing called Keys Please, where they taught us all about road rules. It was, like, at the end of year 10, when everyone was going for their L's, and people were coming up to me, Tim, are you going to get your L's? I'm like, no, because Mum won't let me. Which was true. And I got made fun of. Anyway, he's another robot. Like, and again, if like you didn't know any of these road rules and you break like at least half of these rules, like some people do, and they either do it by accident or they do it because they don't give a shit. And people who do it, like, because they don't give a shit, like, fuck you. You shouldn't be on the road. Like, I was in a relationship with this girl, and, like, she was disabled as well. Well, probably still is. But, yeah, she... And, like, here's a quick side note. Like, if you have a disability, and I'm not saying, like, a physical disability, I mean a mental disability, and, like, if someone asks you what it is, and you say, oh, I'm a slow learner, that is not an official diagnosis. Like, I've heard that from so many people. I'm like, they're like, I'm disabled, or like they're in the disabled class. I'm like, what disability do you have? They're like, oh, I'm a slow learner. That is a cop out right there. That's a major fucking cop out. Like saying, oh, I'm a slow learner. Like, are you dyslexic? Are you autistic? Have you got any other like learning disabilities or anything like that? Like, just be specific. Don't be like, I'm a slow learner. Because if you walk into a doctor's office and they give you, like, that diagnosis, oh, he's just a slow learner. Or she's just a slow learner. Like, they're not doing their job properly. Like, it is only, like, it's only been what? 25 years, or if not more or less, that they are starting to recognise and diagnose people with autism and dyslexia and all that. Like, because, and there are so many people out there who have it that they haven't been diagnosed. And because I'm autistic, like, I can pick it up. Like, I can be like, yeah, that person's autistic, or that, like, and sometimes that is the case, or sometimes it's not, but, like, in most cases, you never know, because they haven't actually been diagnosed. Like, my brother, he shows lots of signs of autism, and I used to think, like, in the past, I used to think, oh, that's just because he's done a lot of drugs and he's had a pretty hard life. And he's been in and out of prison since he was 16. Like, yes, that could be a case, but at the same time, I can tell. Like, I can tell there's, like, some psychological problems there, maybe schizophrenia or autism. Like, and no one's actually, like, sat him down and helped him, and it's crazy, because, like, I want to help him, but I can't, because I tried helping him, and it almost killed me, and I'm still paying for it with post-traumatic stress. But anyway, moving on, what was I talking about? Yeah, road rules. Okay. Sorry for venting, but anyway. Keeping left. On multi-lane roads, with a speed limit of more than 100 k's an hour, and or where there is a keep left unless overtaking sign displayed, motorists must not drive in the right-hand lane unless turning right, no, unless overtaking, turning right, or making a U-turn, or avoiding an obstacle, or driving in congested traffic. Now, I could read all this, but, like, I don't want to. Because all of this is just about fucking road rules. I wanted it to be like, where the article should have ended. I get that they're talking about, laws and that, but where the article should have ended is, oh, this guy's, where the superintendent was talking and saying what he just said, instead of being oh, these are the road rules, and especially, in this article, most of those road rules, the laws for the road, are Queensland-based, and it doesn't suit, it doesn't apply to, because every state has different road rules, so that just, yeah, that pisses me off. But anyway, I've said what I need to say, and I'm gonna end it there. I'll probably record another podcast and talk about some other stuff. Sorry, if the audio quality is shit. I haven't got a proper microphone at the moment. I'm just using a little headset. But I'm getting one soon. I'm getting a whole new podcasting setup, and I'm hopefully gonna start doing video podcasts on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Timmy James Official, so keep an eye out for that. And also follow me on Instagram at Timmy James the Funny Man, on Twitter at Real Timmy James, and you can also find me on other things as well. I'll eventually be doing streaming on Twitch. So that'll be fun. Just search Timmy James and you might find Timmy James Official or Timmy James the Funny Man. I can't remember what username I put, because I change it sometimes, but with the Instagram and Twitch or whatever, Timmy James the Funny Man is spelt like the da is like D-A, it's not T-H-E, it's D-A. So, like the Germans say, or Russians, or whatever. But anyway, I'm Timmy James, and I will talk to you guys another time. I don't know how to do a fucking sign-off anymore. Damn it, it has been a long time. Alright, see you guys later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.